Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This week on Pop Gaze,
we talk our pronouns,
the Mormon soaking fad,
and Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's balls.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Gaze,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
Hey guys.
Hey angels.
Hi. How are you? How are you guys? Happy birthday, Aurelia.
Oh my god, yes. My god. 21.
21.
Finally. I just got my first car.
Oh. Yes.
It's a pink convertible. No, I wish. My birthday was
Say, Aurelia, I truly believed you for a second. And I was like, oh my god.
That Barbie Malibu fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my dream car.
Oh, fuck yeah. Mm.
Toot toot, motherfuckers.
Get in, bitch. We're going shopping.
Yes.
If you ever showed up like outside my house in a pink convertible and said, get in, we're going shopping, I think I would actually die.
Yeah.
I think I would combust and be like,
but it'd be so correct. It would just like, yeah figures.
What's
yeah.
that thing in Pokemon where they like transform?
Evolution.
Evolution. Sorry, sorry, Charlie.
Yeah, and only in Pokemon. Not in like reality at all.
But I feel like that would be your final evolution.
I think so too.
Your final form, yeah. Were you guys Pokemon kids?
I mean, I watched it, but I didn't like ever understand it properly, I don't think.
Okay.
I think I like was like, I like Charizard because he's naughty. Oh, yeah.
And sexy.
Yeah. Sexy. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot about your animal cartoon.
Yeah. Furry.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to watch it.
I was going
to
say, I had a feeling that would have been forbidden.
Because
they're literal pocket monsters. They're like little demons.
Yeah, they are little demons. But I played the Pokemon Go game.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And
I feel like I even... You know how you could spend money on most games to upgrade them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely did that.
With Pokemon Go?
For sure. I do it with almost any game I play.
Like in-app purchases.
In-app purchases. I'm a little bitch for in-app purchases.
Oh my god, you're like single-handedly keeping those like apps afloat for the rest of us.
Honestly, I used to play this game. I had to delete it. It was like advertised to me on Instagram, and of course I downloaded it. It was one where you would grow weed and have like a dispensary.
What?
And then you're running a dispensary. You like choose your dispensary manager. They're like, we need more weed. Grow more strains. And then you can like collect special strains and like have little, I had like different locations. But yeah, I had to delete it because I was wasting so much time on it.
Oh,
and I spent at least $20 on an in-app purchase.
Holy shit.
Oh my god, you should have just started a weed farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know how to do it now, so.
Yeah, that's why everyone drops off. They're like, I've learned enough now. Did it have like some kind of like illegal skirting the name? Like, did they call it weed in the game?
It's called Weed Inc.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with that.
That's so funny.
I think that's great. I love to add on, like, every payday I now buy an expansion pack on Sims.
Yes, you've been playing a lot of Sims.
I love the Sims.
And now you just, is it small enough to run on like a MacBook Air?
It'd be pushing it.
You'd be pushing it, but you could make it work. And I put mine on a hard drive, but my partner and I have a hard drive just for Sims.
Oh, my God, that's
insane. And I now have the Fame expansion pack, which I cannot recommend enough. My current girl, I think her name is Alicia. I can't remember, but she's fucking a producer and a global superstar, and she's just become a rising star, which is huge.
Wow.
Sims are fainting. Yeah, I genuinely get shivers. Sims makes me horny though. When
they woo her?
When they woo. I think it like harkens back to like a childhood horniness.
Yes, for real. Like when you would like get the glitch where you'd be like in the edit mode and you'd like get them in the bed together doing a woohoo, and then you'd like remove the bed, and then like but their bodies would like stay there after you took the bed away.
I never knew that you could do this.
And like it was this like pixelated thing, but I'd be like, yeah, they're getting it on.
Isn't it funny? Like when you're horny as a child and you don't know that's what it is, but you like it.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew what it was.
And you go to such great lengths to like kind of have what you could just find in on porn, but like you don't want to search porn and you don't want to buy like porn magazines. So you're like, I'll just buy like the horniest book that I can find. Yes.
Which is Twilight. You stumbled upon like a movie that was on or something like that with like a sex scene or something like that, it was just like you would just be gripped to it. It's
oh my
like,
god,
this is sacred.
I once still am. Yeah. Broke. Yeah. The great shame for me was like scratching the Bridget Jones Diary DVD because it was like a mini sex scene flashback, and I just kept rewinding it to watch that scene. Yeah, the first movie when she finds out that Hugh Grant.
Yes, I know the one. Yeah. And she comes up the stairs and there's that like slow mo.
Yes. Oh my god. I watched that so many times, and we were renting it from a Blockbusters and it was scratched and we had to pay for the DVD, and my mom was like, how did this even happen? Oh my god. Who did this? What?
And there's just one particular scratch on one part of the movie repeatedly.
It turns out they know exactly which part of the film it was, and I'm going to find out which part it is.
Were you into the second Bridget Jones where there's a gay woman who is in love with Bridget?
No. I've seen it, but not most recently.
You should watch it soon, because it's actually beautiful and funny, and I love that series. But the way they handle the gay character in it's really sweet.
Which is, you know, you can't really say that about many early 2000s movies.
So. Yeah, this was quite significant. It was a very like impacting thing, like because she actually Bridget kisses her as a sort of like, I can't be with you, I'm straight, but I think you're lovely. Like, it's basically
okay,
what she says.
Don't kiss me. Don't kiss me. Okay, I'm gonna catch feelings.
But it's just really like nice, and I remember thinking like, oh, this is like a movie that's got queer characters that are just treated as regular people.
And Bridget Jones, who is a gay man, I think, like in terms of like a woman, in terms of like existing in the world, the way that she like acts, the way she hangs out with her friends in the pub and stuff I just feel like she's a gay man.
I feel that way about a lot of straight women. Speaking of straight women, the one and only Nicki Minaj, who I can only assume is straight.
Well, I don't know.
After what she's done recently, we're going to have to say she's straight.
And to quote from her tweet on September 14th, my cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine. C-U-Z. Oh my God, who uses that? His friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. Full stop. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision. Not bullied.
Yikes.
And this was, of course, released on the day that she didn't show up to the Met Gala. She was sorely missed on the red carpet. And we found out that celebrities who weren't double vaxxed couldn't come, so they had to have all these last minute cancellations.
And she had COVID.
And what?
Yeah, she had COVID. She spoke about that. She was like, she was saying like, I have COVID, and like my symptoms aren't any worse than people who are vaccinated, so clearly it doesn't do anything.
Wow.
That's dumb.
And that's I've seen so many people be like, I'm vaccinated and then I got COVID and I didn't feel any symptoms, so obviously it's not as bad as people are saying. It's like, perhaps, I don't know, who's going to tell him? Who's going to tell him? I mean, I can't stop thinking about this meme that, Charlie, you actually sent us of Aladdin. Except without his pants, it's just his balls. And so this is Nicki's cousin.
Not my proudest meme sharing. It was a good one.
Oh, for sure. And don't dig too deep into it. It was just like, but just gigantic balls. Is there anything funnier?
Yeah, it's just hearing celebrities have to talk about. And is it like the president or whatever their like leader is in Trinidad, like came forward and had to like give a like press release about it. And yes. was like, we've looked into it and this is not the case, and like, get vaccinated, basically.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine just the absurdity of having a, like, political leader have to talk about, like, no, Nicki Minaj's cousin's testicles, balls aren't swole from vaccines. Like, what is going
That's
on?
That's got to be a separate issue if it's happened at all.
Yeah, and the girl probably wanted to break up the marriage anyways.
Yeah. She's like, probably like, finally, yeah, a reason.
She's like, that's my reason. Your balls are huge and I think you can't have kids.
Yeah, and also he 100% cheated on her and got, like, people were saying, like, that's not a symptom of any of the vaccines. It's a symptom of, like, chlamydia. Mm. It's a symptom of, like, you know, transmitted sexual stuff. So it's like he clearly cheated on his, like, bachelor night.
Yeah.
If you have gigantic balls, though, I could imagine you, like, suddenly grasping at whatever you can, you know? You're just searching for meaning. Like, why did this happen to me?
And you'd obviously confide in your billionaire friend, Nicki Minaj.
Yes. Who will tweet about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's just far enough removed. It's like my cousin's friend in Trinidad.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's not like...
It's very, I have a girlfriend in Canada energy. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. The weirdest thing about this, though, personally, is I still absolutely stan Miss Minaj. Yeah. I just think maybe she can get away with murder.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'd go that far, but I'm happy for you.
Unless she calls me with that COVID.
Yeah,
totally.
Well, also, there's a lot of people calling out Nicki for her partner. Like, she's like a rape apologist.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's some shady shit that she's done as well that I'm not on board with.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, now I can't stand a rape apologist, can I?
And there's this conspiracy theory as well, because I think her partner had to go to court for the hearing about this rape that is being, like, dealt with. And that was the day that she put out the thing about the balls and all that kind of stuff.
Way.
And people are like, is this to kind of deflect from them? Because she went with him to court. And has, like, stood by him. And they're like, is this her way of kind of having something that's much more, like...
Viral.
Clickbaity.
Yeah.
In the news, rather than people talking about...
She's smart.
Yeah.
Mm. She's smart.
We're on to you, Nicki.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We see you.
We still love that monster verse.
Oh, that verse.
That verse.
Sometimes I YouTube just her verse and only play that. Yeah.
Have you seen that there's, like, a clip of her doing it at a concert? And, Jay-Z and Kanye are, like, just shaking their heads behind her, just like, fuck, she's so fucking good.
Oh, it is so good.
It's very cute. But, you know, probably not two of the greatest men. One of them cheated on Beyonce. The other one cheated on all of us.
Yeah.
Did you see the new Tiffany's ad with Beyonce and Jay-Z?
No.
It's gorgeous. So I was watching YouTube, and YouTube clearly knows me because it gave me such good ads. And the Tiffany, Beyonce, Jay-Z one was one that came up. It's really, like, about love, and she's wearing this diamond necklace that hadn't been worn in, like, 100 years and never by a black woman. And they just look really in love. And I was watching it, and I was like, I don't know which one I'd rather be.
Yeah.
Would I rather be Beyonce, or would I rather be loved by Beyonce?
Are they in, like, a field? Like, is it one of those kind of ads, or is it, like, them, like, in a... like luxury apartment.
It's like a luxury. So she's on a private jet on her way to meet him.
Nice.
So it's them, like, meeting in the middle, and also a never before used painting of the artist Jean-Michel Basquiat is included in the ad and the promotion, which features the iconic Tiffany blue, and he's just, like, a prolific, like, iconic American. African-American artist. So it was really nice. I was like, wow.
That's
I don't
cool.
usually get touched by ads unless they're like KFC.
Well, I was,
Tiffany, KFC.
Yeah. I always get so, it's so funny when ads really touch you and you just have to be like, it's a fucking ad. Like, you can't have to shake it. Like, they're doing this, they're manipulating me. The Macca's 50th anniversary ads really got me.
What was that?
They were just little drive, they were just joking about, like, you get it, Macca's when you first get your peas. And I was like, yeah, you do.
Yeah,
crying, just like watching Macca's drive through. I gotta watch this Tiffany ad though. That sounds fucking beautiful.
I also just love, like, perfume, jewelry ads. Like, they're such a unique brand of, like, unironic camp. Like, yes. Yeah. You know, it'll just be like, you know, Dua Lipa, like rolling on a bed sheet, and it'll just be like the most monotone voice or something like that will just be like, Rose. By Mark Klein, you know, it's just like,
and we're like, yeah, I want to smell like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a really great SNL sketch where it's called, the perfume is called Red Flag.
Yeah.
And it's Kristen Wiig at a party, and it's like, she has one really long fingernail. It's like, Red Flag.
She has two really short fingernails.
Green flag. Yeah, 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 yes. Yeah. She's green thumb. She loves gardening. Yeah. In pussy. I have nothing to say. Yeah. Oh, big news this morning as we're recording this. Gladys Berejiklian
yes.
has stepped away from the premiership.
So I haven't like looked into it yet because it has literally just happened. Have you like read the article about what this will mean?
I have read the title of many articles in the past couple years.
You have a PhD.
I have a PhD in the title of yeah. articles. Basically, she had this, it wasn't an affair. They were both single. They worked in the same like Parliament House. She was just boinking this guy. And he's like, fuck, guys, I'm going to sound really dumb, but here we go. His electorate got funneled a lot of money. There's a lot of mishandling of money or like what they believe to be like corporate fuckery and stuff like that. And because of her affair with him or her sleeping with him and having a relationship with him, she's tied up in that as well. And they think like whether he was in her ear or not, they don't know, but she's definitely caught up in it. And this morning they announced that they're doing a royal commission into all the fuck ups. And so she has stepped down.
Was he like an underling?
I don't think he would. No, he was like in terms of like age, they were the same age and stuff like that, but I don't know.
No, but I mean like was she like his boss? Like,
oh yeah, she would have been his superior in some
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like I don't think he directly reported to her, but as the premier, isn't she everyone's fucking boss?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really
girl
know.
Boss of New South Wales.
Yeah, girl boss, gatekeep, gaslight.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's done all three.
Honestly, I don't know how it works. Like, is there a vice president? A vice premier?
I don't know. I did one, like, legal studies class, and then I stopped.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Rightly so.
This is getting in the way of drama.
Yeah. Too much,
yeah.
But here we are, all the drama happening.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, what's how does government work?
We must ask the pop gays. Yeah, yeah. I looked up how much Scott Morrison gets paid each year. Do you know how much he gets paid? $500,000.
I don't know how much I get paid.
Okay, okay. I don't think that's that much.
That's a lot. That's $550,000 a year.
What should it be?
For Scott?
Okay, it's a lot for what he does, but I don't know. I mean, what's his tax? I mean, how much does he get taxed? How much does he take home?
I don't know. How much is the church getting?
Oh my God, true. He works for who? Scientology?
Hillsong. Yeah.
We need a Sage pop gaze commission into...
A pop gaze commission
into how much we get paid.
It's us investigating the government.
Oh my God. But he said that... Well, that's just, I guess it's just like indicative of like, I don't know. Cause was it Peter Dutton or someone was like, I struggle. No, it was Barnaby Joyce because he's got two families now. And he was like, I struggle with two families on one income. And his income is like $200,000 a year. And people are like, shut up.
Yeah.
You don't get it.
The reason I maybe don't think that it's that much is because for $500,000, you can get maybe like, an average two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah,
that's
true.
And you work
it's
a year
below
for that?
The, like,
a
year, you know.
But meanwhile, I work a year for what? Like, not even a caravan.
Plus, how else is he going to afford those like bi-weekly trips to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's have some sympathy for this man.
Let's have some sympathy.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah. Guys,
and his hands. What does he call them? Like, he's like chooks?
His chooks?
You told me this like ages ago.
It was, you
like,
remember they got
chickens? Ladies of the Lodge.
Oh, the ladies of the Oh, for fuck's sake. Just like the worst person who have ever lived.
Yeah. I think they've become the Nuggets of the Lodge at this point.
Oh my God.
Times are tough.
You know what Lodge reminds me of? This reality TV show I've been watching called Alone.
What a segue.
have you seen it?
No, but I've heard about it. Go on.
It's I think it's on Binge on Stan. And I started watching it and 10 survivalists get dropped off in the Canadian wilderness in the Arctic Circle as winter's approaching. They need to make it for 100 days in order to win $1 million.
Oh my God. Are they like people who've ever trained for this kind of stuff?
Yeah, they're like professionals. They're like, they can bring 10 items and the rest, they're just making huts. They're like skinning animals, setting traps. It was insane.
It's like SAS Extreme.
Exactly. Yeah. I watched it because I was like, I want to be on SAS. And then I watched it and I was like, I'm not ready. I would like go after one day. Yeah.
I fucking love that because I love seeing professionals doing shit. Like, I feel like we've gotten into this like habit of just watching like Bibbidi Bobbidi Boos trying a little foomf foomf. Whereas now.
You're going to say, I'm watching Bimini Bomb Boolash fucking it round. Like, let's go Bimini Boos.
I want to see people at the top of their game. That's the drag race of surviving.
Yes.
You know? It is. And I wasn't ever aware of it. There's so many seasons, but they're like, I was watching all the seasons and I think a woman should win alone. For the first time, and I'm gonna be that person. And I'm like, there's several seasons of people doing this. I was shook.
At $1 million? That's a lot, but also not enough if you're gonna be in the Arctic Circle.
Mm.
How long? I mean, Aurelia would, of course, win of the three of us.
How dare
like,
you?
How long? Yeah, but how long would we last?
Well, somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes. I honestly think that we would get there, Charlie, and just be like, oh, actually, no. Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I would do it in a warm place. I think the cold is too much for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can they do it in a warm place? Are there other seasons where they do?
It's apparently always cold, I think.
I mean, you can just do like Survivor. That's always in like a warm tropical place.
Yeah, and that makes a lot more sense. You would, because at least you're not
smash
dying.
Survivor, I feel.
I'd have to get a lot more fit.
But like, because it's good because you can also have the like, you know, the gameplay elements of like the social side of things as well.
Yeah, it does seem fun. Who knows? Who knows?
How do you feel about Alone? Is there a clear favorite or is it kind of even pickings?
Well, I realized each episode was like an hour long and there were a lot of them. So I watched the first one and I was like, oh, I love all these people. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to watch one in the middle. And then I watched one when there was only three left. So I'm cheating the system.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch like 25 hours of people surviving in the wild.
Oh, right. No,
there's only so many carcasses I can watch.
Yeah.
Like dismembered.
And they're like, I found a porcupine. It has so much fat on it. I'm going to skin it. And, you know.
What?
Fuck. I just think that I would just be so surprised by how quickly I'd accept death. You know? I think, like, this is a lot of hard work involved. And how do you prep for this? What are you doing in your life? What's your job?
Those people don't have jobs. They're full-time survivors. Some of them, I saw this woman leave her house. And by house, it was like a little hut by a lake where she, her husband, and her dog live. And she was driving away in a boat.
In a boat?
Yeah, like you had to take a boat to get to where they live.
Because she's like a full, like...
Like they probably still like take the boat to go shopping and stuff. But they live off the land. And then a bunch of people were like, yeah, I live off the land. Pretty much have done since I was 20.
I just can't. Yeah. But you know what? Fuck it. People don't. You know why I haven't had to live off the land? Because I live near a Coles. And that's privilege for you. There
you're
you
right.
Go.
They should just be looking for the Coles in the
Well, you'd think that'd be circle. First look.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Just check.
The other thing about surviving it alone is that you... Do they have partners? Like, how do they have sex?
There's no sex. You're by yourself.
Well.
I mean, I'm sure they could, you know.
That's the line for me.
They also have to, like, film themselves. So I'm like, I couldn't, like, have the camera. And I think the camera needs to be rolling, like, at all times.
Cause oh, wow.
It's like, you know, they'd be sleeping and then, like, you see them wake up and you're like, I think I heard a bear.
But you know what? But again, I think that I would quickly get used to the idea of being filmed while having a Maz. Like, I just...
I mean, and I feel like the CIA is already watching us through our computers.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Sure. You know. I love my little FBI man.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, God. One of my, like, recurring fantasies I've ever had ever since I was a kid is the idea of, like, it's, like, the movie Blue Lagoon. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Where the kids, like, discover sexuality naturally on the island. And I always think of that, like, what if that was me? Like, would I... Like, if no one told you about sex, if you just grew up and there was no description about it, do you think you would have figured, like, obviously you'd still have the feelings and the attractions and that kind of stuff, but how would you figure it out? I don't know.
I think that there's something in us that would tell us. But also, I've not seen Blue Lagoon. I know about it, but I am finding out about the sex scene right now.
Yeah,
I thought it was about two young guns surviving the wild.
Oh, no. It's like a... yeah, it's basically like porn of that era.
Oh,
it's
my,
like,
God.
The kids grow up... They're on a, like, shipwreck. Have you seen Aurelia?
I've seen some photos, which I've put on my mood boards.
Yeah.
Which are, like... She's, like, topless and her hair is covering her tits, which is, like, goals.
It was like, scandal of the time.
Mm.
But it's all about them growing up on the island. And because there's that thing, there's, like, a name for it when, like, you grow up around someone and, like, so then you don't find them attractive.
Oh,
sort of,
yeah.
It's sort of like a natural way.
To protect us from incest.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But they're also the only humans on this island. And so once they become, like, of age, they, like, discover sex.
Oh my God.
And it's like very, like, slowly figuring it out and all that kind of stuff. And then they don't understand that it's connected to pregnancy. So she gets pregnant and then, like, they don't understand what that's all about. And they have to go
horrific.
Through. Yeah. It's worth a watch. It's a very interesting concept.
Okay, I'm definitely going to watch it.
I actually, from
seeing the photos, I thought two teenagers get stranded on an island. Hook up and look hot.
Yeah.
You mean my Wednesday night?
I should definitely watch it. I just imagine the getting pregnant and not knowing what it is. I feel for kids whose parents don't talk to them about sex at all.
Mama who bore me.
Mama who did it.
Mama who raised me. Mama the angels.
Oh my God.
I think it's interesting.
Oh my God. Speaking of Spring Awakening the musical, the Tonys were last week.
They were.
And Moulin Rouge, the Australian production, swept 11 Tonys, including Best Musical, and is the first Aussie production to win Best Musical.
Yeah. It was also, in quite a few categories, the only musical nominated.
Was it?
Yeah.
So, that's fair.
Aaron Tveit was the only man nominated for Best Actor.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine, like, they didn't give it?
But I know. Yeah. Well, they made a big deal about it. They were presenting it and they were like, well, who is this going to go to after much deliberation? And they were also like, they also said, just
James
because.
James Corden.
Yeah. They also like, just because he's the only one nominated, the other option is that no one gets it. So we did still have to vote as to whether he should get it or not.
Oh, my God. That would make me so uncomfortable as Aaron Tveit.
I know.
Knowing that people literally had, like, my fate specifically in their hands.
It was a weird vibe, Tony Awards. I loved it because it was, they didn't have any shows to judge. So there were like three shows that were nominated. They didn't even have Best Original Musical and Best Adapted Musical and Revival and stuff like that. It was all in the same pit because Broadway, the new season of Broadway was open for like 2 months. So half the shows never even opened or were still in previews. So they weren't eligible. There's an interesting controversy that I would like to talk to you guys about as well regarding the Tony Awards. But I really enjoyed it as a show. It was more about celebrating Broadway coming back. They centered it around duets. So they had classic duets. They had Idina and
John Travolta.
John Travolta. Adele Dazeem. Adele Dazeem. Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth performed Defying Gravity. Oh, sorry, For Good. And then they had the guys from Rent sing When You're Living in America.
The worst song from the musical.
I know.
Just get fucking Idina Menzel to do
Take Me or Leave Me. They were probably like, we can't get her to do things. It was really nice. But the actor that won Best Female Actor in a Broadway musical was Lauren Patton in Jagged Little Pill, the musical.
Love Jagged Little Pill.
Love it. And there's been a bit... Have you heard about the controversy here?
About the non-binary character?
Yes. So I didn't know this. Someone actually, friend of the show and fellow comedian Kat Finch, sent me a screenshot of me liking Lauren Patton's win and being like, you're going to get cancelled for this. I was like, what? I think she's hot. What's the deal? But... It turns,
you don't understand. I want to sleep with her.
I'll do anything. I'll sacrifice my entire career. So the show, they did a tryout in Boston, and originally the character of Joe was written as non-binary, and then when they moved it to Broadway, they changed it. And there's a bit of like confusion as to why that happened, and part of it is because they were worried that because Lauren Patton, who plays Joe, identifies as female, and they're like, well, that probably will get a bit of backlash. And it did.
And she also said in some interviews that, like, she tried to claim that it never was.
Yeah.
That the character never was non-binary. And it.
Boston were like, hello, we exist.
Yeah.
We can see you. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I think I was a bit like, because I think that I didn't know that that it was originally written as a non-binary character. That changed everything for me, because I was kind of like, but people who, I think you, it's not impossible to experience gender dysphoria and then come out of it, or like at some point decide that the pronouns that you've been assigned actually do suit you. And for me, reading the show that ended up on Broadway, that's what the Jo character was. Or she's a teenager. She's still just experiencing this kind of stuff. It was the beginning of her journey, not the end of it. So I was a bit like, oh, I just think it's, in terms of the gender discussion and in terms of gender queerness and stuff like that, I think that we're narrowing what gender dysphoria, might not be using the right words here, but like that kind of exploration is, if we're like, oh, but she didn't end up using they, them pronouns. It's like, oh, I think it's like, it expanses more than that. And also it's kind of bizarre to me that we're forcing people to out themselves all the time, blah, blah, blah. But then I found out the character was originally written as non-binary, and I was like, I don't know about this, guys. It sounds pretty dicey. They're pretty bad. But yeah, what are you, like, based on my monologue?
Well, it kind of just made me think that we should chat about pronouns. Like, that's an interesting thing that we were talking the other week about.
Yeah.
Both of us have felt differently about our pronouns lately.
Yeah, I feel like I want to live in a world where you can just try pronouns out without being like, oh, this is what I am forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I do think I like the sound of they, them for me. But I haven't heard a lot of people say it. So I'm like, maybe I don't. Because I feel like I'm not non-binary enough to be non-binary. I feel quite comfortable with the term woman sometimes. But then sometimes I don't like girl, you know?
It can change.
It can change. It can be either fluid. One, right? And I know you were saying as well you liked...
he, him pronouns.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely relate to what you were just saying about sometimes like feeling like you're not non-binary enough or anything like that, because like for like maybe like the past year and a bit, I have been going by like he or they pronouns, because like I feel that I resonate with being genderqueer, and so I was like, oh well, you know, a lot of genderqueer people use like they or them pronouns, but I also really like he, him pronouns, and I see myself as a man, even though I am genderqueer. So like it was a sort of like year of experimenting with that, and like sometimes people would refer to me with they and sometimes with he, and it was always like nice, but I felt that like, I don't know, just recently I've sort of been feeling like, yeah, I don't actually feel like it sort of, it doesn't sit with me in the way that he, him does. And so I'm like, yeah, I think it's just he, him going forward. But one of the things that it was actually like quite helpful for me is a post that Reese Nicholson made that was sharing someone else's post.
Yeah.
You may have seen it a couple months ago, talking about like the idea of like if you grow up assigned male at birth and you're sort of dealing with this idea of what it means to be a man or what it means to be masculine or this kind of stuff, you know, because there's so much toxic masculinity and fragile masculinity and you know, sexism and patriarchy and all this kind of stuff, you can have this sort of discomfort with being male because you don't want to be associated with that. You don't want to be attached to that side of it. And that can kind of maybe lead you to thinking like, oh, am I therefore not male? You know, am I non-binary or am I something else entirely? And that it sometimes it can be as simple as you are a man and you see yourself as a man, but you're just like you're changing what it means to be a man.
I like, really liked that.
Yeah. And once I read that, I was like, that really resonates with me.
I remember that. I really liked that as well. That was Cub Sport, one of the Cub Sport band members. I was trying to find it on my phone then, but yeah, it pretty much nicely encapsulated, I think, a lot of people's experiences, because I also don't think that it's gender comes down, being gender queer doesn't necessarily come down to pronouns. And
yeah,
some people don't necessarily identify as non-binary, but definitely identify as gender queer.
Yeah.
Like even just another queer Australian comic to throw in the mix. But I remember watching Nanette and Hannah Gadsby being like, "I'm gender not normal." I was like, "There's something about something about that is just really nice, to think about as well."
Yeah, I just wish we all were encouraged more to play around with it so we could be comfortable. Because I remember when it was like International Day for Non-Binary People, I was like, should I say something? And I was like, nah, bitch, shut up. Your titty's too big to be non-binary.
Hey, look, titties got no idea what gender is. Yeah, titties just beautiful titties. Yeah.
I know, but even that, I'm like, it's so ingrained in me that I'm like, oh, the parts I like about myself, or some of the parts I like about myself are assigned female, so that must mean that I am a woman, when really that's not what it is. And I know that that's not what it is when it comes to other people, but when it comes to me, I'm like,
We're so hard on ourselves, and we think we have to be like strict about it and like unchanging. And like I had this period where I didn't list my pronouns on Instagram because at the time I wasn't sure, like, you know, what that was when I was going by he or they, and I was sort of, you know, playing with it, as you said. But I, because I knew that I was like, that this was play for me and I'm trying to figure it all out, I didn't want to like put something up that I would then have to change and retract or do anything like that. And even now that I've like felt like I'm at least in this moment confident that I'm like, my pronouns are he, him, I still had this discomfort about putting them up on Instagram, because it's like, well, what about the people who, for a while there, I said that it was he or they. Like, are they going to now be like, oh, so you were just sort of like posturing during that period? Oh, you know, like I felt like uncomfortable about it. But as you said, like we're not like that when we think about other people, and we need to be easy on ourselves, and we're all just kind of,
for sure,
bits of flesh trying to figure it all out.
Yeah. And I think there's like an interesting thing to be said about, like, and I've seen a few people make comments on this, so I'm borrowing from a lot of things that I've seen, but like the pronouns thing on Instagram is great. I put mine in straight away because I'm pretty confident in being she, her. But there was a lot of call out for being like, do it right now, like it's easy as, do it here. And I'm like, a lot of people have family members on Instagram. They might not be comfortable like doing that kind of thing. And also like you're forcing people to, again, out themselves and out their gender, which is still such a touchy thing in the mainstream. Like it's, I think it can be a little bit, I think it's a little bit one-sided and kind of utopia kind of vibes of being like, everybody should just have their pronouns in their Instagrams. And yes, it would be a great world if everybody did that or was comfortable to do that and to change it over time, but it's far more complex than that, and there's a lot of individuals involved, and I just think that we've got to be a little bit kinder to ourselves
and less rigid.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And less punitive about these things.
Something that came to my mind that is not directly related but slightly funny. My friend posted this TikTok where she was dissing people who have their partner's names in their bio. She was like, why would you have your partner's name in your bio? But the comments, and TikTok comments are so random. The comments were full of hate. People are like, because I'm proud of them. And then somebody said, it's just like your pronouns.
Oh, God. It's just like your pronouns.
It's like, it's just, you know, and I screened, I left a nice comment. Her TikTok is, I think, at Your Nether Girlfriend, if you want to look it up and support my friend. They're very funny. But I was like, oh, it's not like that at all. Your partner is not your pronoun.
Yeah.
Your partner can detach from you at any point.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And should be able to. What kind of a relationship are you in where your partner is your pronoun?
Yeah.
That's like, that's fucking Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, that's
literally
crazy.
Off Fred.
Off Jordan.
Off Jordan.
Oh, yeah, that's insane. Because like, it's like pronouns, like, are inherent in that, like, you require them to engage with a person on a particular level. Like, you do not need knowledge of their partner or their partner present to engage with a person. It's not It just kind of reminds me of those people. It's like who like someone will just say hi to them at a bar and they're like, I'm taken. It's like, okay, bitch, I was asking for the seat.
Yeah. No, it's so annoying. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Bloody TikTok.
Oh, God. I love the TikTok trend that was like, what have you seen on the internet that was just too much internet? And it was like someone being like, oh, no, my dog is a little bitch. And someone was like, that's actually a microaggression.
Oh, my so God. Fun.
I love we should be able to call out anyone, but sometimes it's so fucking funny. Yes. Especially when, like, the heads get involved.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I saw this TikTok of a niche community I didn't know much about, which is Mormon teens.
Oh, my favorite niche community.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for this.
So they explained something called jump humping, yes.
You don't want to mispronounce this.
Yeah.
It might be a microaggression.
For all our Mormon fans. Please don't come for us.
And something called soaking, which in my mind I'm like, soaking laundry? But no, they have led themselves to believe that when a penis and vagina are in each other.
And in a resting position.
In a resting position without movement, that's not sex.
Yeah, it's their way of like getting around the sex before marriage.
Sorry. They're inside of each other?
Yeah, they just lay there.
No.
Didn't you know this?
And
I thought they were on top of each other, like just like on
clothes. They let the dick soak.
In, yeah. And
marinate, surely.
Marinating, exotic. And in order to get some movement, their friend will jump on the bed.
So there's inadvertent movement and friction for them, the couple who are inside each other. But they're not the ones causing that motion, so
that's so horny.
Yeah,
that's so fucked up.
Oh,
and also,
God.
What a good friend.
Yeah.
What a good friend. You would not see me doing that.
Yeah.
You would not.
I would totally do that. I'm
would you be the jump humper or the soaker?
I would be the jump humper. I wouldn't be the soaker. I just wouldn't have sex.
I could monetize that. I could like be a jump humper.
That's a lot of weight. If you're at the bottom, that's a lot of dead weight on you. If you haven't got an active top, that's a lot of dead weight.
Oh my god. But also that's kind of funny because in my mind I was like, they can only do missionary, but really she could be on top.
Oh yeah,
and you're right,
the other person could jump. It would be like bloody cowgirl.
Wow.
Like
doggy and just be like completely still.
Completely. You honestly could get into any position. It's just like freeze. It's like
I didn't even think about the idea of gays doing it when you were saying like topping it and that kind of stuff. I was like, oh my god, that's next level. Like trying to do like anal soaking. Just
oh
just
my god.
Good lord. Let him. That's fucking. You're having sex.
Yeah.
You're having sex.
It's not healthy.
That's awful. But it also made me think, like, is lesbian sex under the Mormon religion? It's probably illegal, but would it be considered sex?
Legit, I think you're onto something. I'm pretty sure it's not. Like it's considered sinful,
yeah,
but it's like
it's not sex.
Yeah, they don't consider it sex. Sex isn't penetrative to them.
And also, like, the idea of like virginity is so hazy, like in the queer world that like. I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people fucking around in high school lost their virginity a lot earlier than they think they did.
Because
we're just so locked into P and V situation.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, but do you guys remember when your sort of mentality shifted about like what sex meant? Like because like I felt like when I was growing up and I was young, there was a period where it was told to us, it's just penis and vagina, that is sex. Anything else is like, you know, something else.
I think it was maybe 3 years ago or so. It was kind of recent. Because I also was raised thinking sex was only PV.
Or at least like penetration.
Yeah.
Like I just was like, it has to be penetration and blah, blah, blah. That's why like as an adult, I just think that the idea of virginity and losing your virginity and stuff like that is so fucking weird. Like,
yeah.
It's so like... I think that like your first sexual experience is can be a big deal, and you can absolutely treat it like a big deal. Treat it however you need it to be. But I just think that it's so weird that we're so just like, no, it has to be a
it
dick
has to be that.
Fully in you.
That also reminds me of that TikTok trend where there's couples and they're like cheating, not cheating. Have you seen those?
No.
Have you seen those?
Oh my God, I'm sad. I want to see these.
Some of them are really awful. It's usually straight couples and they'd be like, it's like that put five fingers down challenge. So there's a sound. So they're like, going to a party and not telling your partner, is that cheating or not cheating? And then both of them stand there and like point their fingers.
Oh yeah, one of those ones.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's just like, whatever you decide as a couple, that's the answer to every single one of these things.
Yes. But then there's ones where the girl will let you say that anything is cheating.
Oh my God. Sometimes like, yeah, whatever. People are so hung up on like what monogamy
death to
is.
All of them.
Death to them all. Oh my God, so funny. Death to you, Jamie Spears.
I've tried to find it. I can't find it, but I saw some tweet or TikTok this week about, it was one of those kind of like, as you were saying, like, oh, bitch is a microaggression, please don't call your dog that, blah, 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 something like that. It was kind of that energy, but it was saying, like, we can't use the word virginity anymore. It has to be, like, we are, like, sex in waiting. Or it was some kind of...
Just don't. Yeah. Like, you should, like, talk about sex, but don't talk about it in terms of beginning and ending and, like, this, like, thing. Oh, my God, it's so fucking weird.
It is.
Now that you're saying beginning and ending, when you're quite old, you never know when the last time is that you're going to have sex.
Yes.
Well, with someone else. I mean,
certainly. Unless you fuck on your deathbed.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
That's not how I'm leaving by myself.
I don't think my rigor mortis would allow.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure. I love horny nursing homes. I love that like they have to do sex ed in nursing homes because like syphilis comes back and stuff like that because they just all fuck.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like it's nursing homes are just orgies. Like everybody's fucking.
Wow.
Yeah. Why not? You got nothing to lose.
Yeah, true.
So true.
You're gonna
go out with a bang.
Go out with a literal bang.
Yeah.
If you can. Lucky. Tell you who's gone out with a bang. The marriage of Grimes and Elon Musk.
I mean, you kind of saw that coming. Yeah. Hey?
Yes.
Because there's only two options once you're married: you die together or you get a divorce.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, wow, Aurelia, yeah, that is it.
That's
it. You're fucking really narrowing it down.
Modern day. Socrates over here.
Grimes has released a song about hating being on the internet. She put it on TikTok, and it's just her being Grimes. And she's just talking about how everybody's really mean to her and that she sometimes wakes up and she wishes she didn't. And it's very sad, but also very lyrics that you find in a teenager's diary.
Yeah. I've been loving all the TikToks and memes about sweet little Scribble.
Oh, yeah.
Scribble X. Name.
Archangel Ash.
Yeah.
XYZ.
I just imagine it like when, you know, when like teens like type like that's what I think every time I see it.
That, like, I have a record, a vinyl of Grimes' first album, I think. I don't know if it's the first or not. And I don't know anything she ever says when I listen to it.
No,
she's illegible.
Yeah. Exactly. That's it. I listened to it on repeat. I have no idea what she's saying.
Yeah. Maybe their kid's name is just James, but like Grimes had to like describe it to the like nurse. It's like, and what are you calling your kid? It's like, hey, I'm saying. And they're like, oh, yep. X7.
Elon Musk also already has 5 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
So, you know, he was married to, and she's an actress. She was on Westworld, and she's in, you know, the boat that rocked?
Has anyone seen that?
No. I have seen that. I loved that movie because I was a teenager. Yeah. It was really funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like the hot teenager who comes on the boat and like hangs out with the son or grandson or whatever.
Yeah.
And she, yeah, he was married to her. She's this British actor and she has like a similar face structure to Grimes. He just kind of has a type.
Yeah.
Which is like kind of like alien looking girls. like she's hot, like in a nice,
surely
in
there's
a pretty
some
way.
Instagram dedicated to alien looking girls.
Yeah.
Like e-girls. The first ones to get taken once they aliens abduct us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That. Back in the day, one of my favorite Tumblrs was lesbians that look like Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God.
It had like 20 posts a day.
Yes.
It was incredible.
There were a lot of lesbians that looked like Justin Bieber. Yes. There were.
Speaking of lesbians, how are you guys? I wanted to talk about JoJo Siwa. Have you guys been seeing the videos from Dancing with the Stars where she's doing same-sex dancing?
Yes.
They're
same-sex dancing.
She's doing a soaking.
It's so good. She's obviously she's a dancer, so she's kind of got an unfair advantage.
Well, that's what I thought. There are sometimes they have people on the show where I'm like, they're literally famous because they're dancers.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was a dancer.
Oh,
she's from Dance Moms.
What? Oh my God. My mind is blown. I had no idea. Yeah. I thought it was just like a little girl who likes makeup.
No. She's like legit. She was sort of like the breakout star of that franchise.
She's Pocket Rocket. Yeah. Insane. Her mum's been bleaching her hair since she was 3.
Yeah. That's why she's all pageanty and like that kind of stuff.
It all makes sense.
And why she said that it was a bigger deal telling her mum she's taken off the bow than coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there's this video that came out and it's like her doing like a salsa or something like that. I think it's to Rain On Me by Gaga and Ariana Grande. And
salsa to Rain On Me.
Yeah. It's actually really good. And because it's two women doing it, like the rules of like the dancers like salsa and that kind of stuff are very strictly like, you know, the man does this and the woman does this and like the man leads and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But because there's two women, they have to like alternate who's leading at different points, so it's a lot more complicated and like there's more like reflection of
I just assumed JoJo was the top.
Yeah, no, she revealed in a podcast she's a bottom.
Yeah.
What?
Did she?
Yeah, she did. She did. And I used, it was very funny, the tweet that, or the the video that I saw had her being like, yeah, no, I'm a bottom. I'm 100% a bottom. And then it cut to this guy being like, what did he say?
I'm happy for her.
So great. Aww.
Bottom pride.
Bottom pride. Happy for her.
But yeah, it's just beautiful to see. And it's so nice to watch, like, yeah, two women dancing together. It makes me happy.
Yeah. But she's going to win. She's such a good dancer.
Oh, she's going to kill it. Yeah.
There's an iconic scene in Dance Moms that reminds me of all the times you get yelled at and you're crying even though you don't want to cry. And she's like standing there and she's getting screamed at by Abby, the dance teacher. Abby Lee Miller. I could write a play about that woman. And she's screaming at JoJo, and JoJo starts crying. She goes, why are you crying? Don't cry. And JoJo goes, well, you're yelling at me. Of course. She's like literally 7 years old. She's, you're yelling at me. Of course I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry if you're yelling at me.
Good.
And then she walks out, and it was like.
She's a star.
Bossy bottom.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my God. That show really fucked up some kids. But they're quite funny on TikTok.
Which is the true currency of our time.
Yeah. And they're all doing like, because they're all like adults now, they're all doing like these like throwback videos of like them being kids cutting to them now, and they're like wearing like sexy bikinis and they're like, yeah, it's me now. And I'm like, no, I don't know. I don't need to see you as a baby and see you now doing hot stuff.
And whenever people do those like trends, like show a photo of you in 2014 and show a photo of you now. And it's always like, like young kids doing it when they were even younger kids. And I just feel like this like 50-year-old crone watching them.
I know.
Like, you're still young. It's fine. Like, we're all young.
No, I'm just waiting to make it, but I need to take like a really good photo or video.
Yeah. I can never find the right one.
Yeah, because otherwise it's like not a glow up. They're like, you're better then.
Yeah.
I love it when people are like, oh God, this is such a 2017 trend. And I'm like, is it not still 2017?
Yeah, like that's not a long time ago.
That's not a long time. And that's on fast fashion.
I agree. That's so true. Fast fashion, throw it in the bin.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Don't go for trends, go for style.
Yeah. Mm. Endurance.
You heard it here. Yeah, and endurance. Says she who has an entirely like Glassons outfit on today. We're not all perfect.
But like I have stuff I bought from like Club Nun like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I still have it.
Yeah.
And I think that's
you are a hero amongst us.
Patting myself on the back.
Yeah. Charlie, did you want to tell us about this show that you've been watching in a submarine?
Yes. So you haven't watched any of it?
No.
Okay. So we're talking about Vigil for those of you who might not have seen it, but it is actually so good. It's this British like series. It only has 6 episodes and the final episode came out this week. It's written, I was talking to one of my managers at work and she's gay and she was saying that this writer apparently always puts sort of like queer women into her work. She has like a lot of like British dramas and just sort of like...
My favourite fucking British cop shows.
Yeah. Mwah. Yeah. Beautiful stuff. And like it's really well acted. Basically the premise is there's a murder on the submarine, but it, because it happens, it's
camp already. Yeah, yeah. It's giving shit.
Yeah, it is 100% giving shit. I didn't even know submarines were a thing. I thought that was just like a fiction.
Oh, you haven't been following the news lately.
It was just like Atlantis.
Quite a few submarines been thrown around.
Radioactive. Yeah, so there's a murder on a submarine, but because it happens in British waters, they have to get the regular British police to investigate. So they have to send out one of their like lead detectives, who's the lead character, and she, before she goes, she's like saying goodbye to her girlfriend, who's also a police, like detective.
Of course.
And she's played by
Ariana Grande,
John Travolta. no, it's do you remember Ygritte from Game of Thrones, the redhead?
Yeah.
She's so hot.
Who's married to Jon Snow's actor.
Yeah.
Kit Harington.
Kit Harington, that's right. Yes, she's gorgeous. Anyway, she is the girlfriend in this. And
perfect.
It kind of, what happens is that once the detective goes into the submarine, they then lose contact with... they can't send messages from the submarine. They can only receive. So... Ygritte or whatever that actor's name is like sending her like secret love, like messages that only she will know, like about stuff that's to do with their relationship. So it's like erotic lesbian codes, like trying to like help solve this murder. And I was like, trust the gays to be like communicating via like
Morse
romance
code.
And like this kind of shit. Like it's literally like, it'll be like, I think the killer has, my favorite book sort of thing. And then it'll be like the main girl being like, and then she'll like have a flashback and she'll like remember this like erotic scene of them lying naked in bed together and like her girlfriend pulling out girl with the dragon tattoo and it's like, he has a tattoo. You know, like it's like, this kind of stuff. I was like, this is camp. It's so good.
It's like that, but also great memory. I would be like, what's your
favorite
book? I know. Yeah, I have no idea. I'm like, I don't think she can read.
Oh my God. 100%. If Josh.
Winnie the Pooh. Yeah.
If I was sending messages to Josh at a submarine, like that shit would sink. He would just be like, the killer would get them all, we'd be fucked.
The killer ones come.
Yeah. I'd be like, it's Taylor's second album. And then he'd be like, nah, don't do it. You just kill me now.
Yeah. That sounds fucking sick. Also, what a nightmare. I could not imagine. Have you ever been like inside those like replica submarines that they're like the World War II ones that you can like go in? They have them at random, like, jetties and stuff. And, like, there's a town between Sydney and Melbourne that my family used to stop at all the time. They had a big submarine. A nightmare. A hell show. I would never want to be scary. In a submarine.
I mean, I thought that as well. And, like, I'm very claustrophobic. So I'm like, you couldn't pay me sort of thing.
Yeah.
But the more that I watch this, that like, I realize like, how big they are. Like, I think the old ones used to be tiny and it was literally like...
Oh, God.
It's like being in a little coffin. But they were talking, it's like the length of 2 football ovals and it's like 4 stories high.
Okay.
So, like, everyone, like, there's like, it's huge.
Okay.
And even then, like, this is just what they've got in the particular show. Like, there could be even bigger ones in reality. But... So it's not
submarines could be bigger.
Crazy as I thought, but it is still terrifying. Fuck. And like when she's getting into her bunk, she's like the top of 3 bunks and like she's like above her is like she probably has, you know, like this much distance to the roof and I'm like, fuck, that's scary.
No, couldn't do it. Cremate me.
Yeah.
Cremate me.
Would you rather go in a submarine to like deep sea or in a spaceship into the space?
God, kill me. Just kill me.
Because I reckon when you die in space, like, let's say they throw me off the boat, the submarine. Like, yeah. I get booted off. It's Survivor. Like, are you in the deep sea now? I don't want to, like, suffocate with water. I'd rather get torn apart by space.
That's very true. And it would happen very quickly in space.
And I feel like I would make it look glamorous in space. Yeah. To be dying. So, and I'd just be like,
goodbye.
Like, shoot for the moon, die amongst the stars.
Yeah. It's like when Pink would perform sober in an aerial at her live shows.
Yeah, plus we'll be we in the orbit. That. And people just be watching us, like, floating in the sky.
Yeah. Fuck. I think, if you got booted off the spaceship, you'd be like, there's no hope. I would hate to be booted off of a submarine and be like, oh, maybe I can fight for this, and then just get really exhausted and then die. Are we up to our pop or flop yet?
I think we are.
Yes.
I think it's time.
No. I can't. I'm too out of sync.
Okay. I'll go and then you go. Try to get pop or flop.
Pop or flop.
Pop or flop.
Australian state premieres. As of today, we cannot speak for the future of New South Wales.
Okay, a list of premiers of Australia. Let's start with Victoria, Dan Andrews, pop or flop?
It's a pop for me.
Pop.
It's a pop. I will say that he's done some flops. It is time.
Agree.
He's done some flippy flops. But I feel like I'm going to be saying that about every single premier. Yeah, so we're judging this not on being good politician.
It's comparative to other states.
And vibes.
And vibes. And just their names, because we're probably not going to know a lot of them.
This is the plane test. Who would you be okay being stuck sitting next to on a long haul flight?
Is Dan Andrews? Sutton an option?
You'd be fucking him.
Yeah.
Not me.
Mile High Club.
Yeah.
Oh, yuck.
Next up, we have Queensland, Anastasia.
Good luck.
This is going to be some microaggression.
Yeah.
Palaszczuk?
Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Palaszczuk.
Yeah.
Pop or flop?
I'm going to say flop.
Flop, for
purely
sure.
Purely because I heard at some point someone say something about Anastasia.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was negative. That's all I remember.
I agree. Through the grapevine, bad vibes.
Yeah, the energy's wrong.
I don't know if I could talk to her. Yeah. I don't know if I could have a conversation with her. Yeah. I'm going to say flop.
Third in line is Gladys Berejiklian of New South Wales.
Flop.
The long haul flight test, I'm going to say pop. Flop in terms of her as a human being. Pop for me in terms of I think it would be very easy to get her drunk and to convince her that she's a cool girl just like me and that we could have a chat about things. And
you feel
like
you could save her.
No, I'm not going
to
save
John
her.
John wants to save
her. I don't want to save Gladys. I want to dissect Gladys and get all the tea. I want to record her drunk and find out all the information that I need for the Royal Commission.
Yeah.
I love that.
So it's a pop. Right.
Yours is a pop so you can do your vigil investigation of this woman.
Exactly. Love exactly. Yeah.
Well, what about you, Aurelia?
It's a flop for me for
it's
Gladys.
Yeah.
I think the first name Gladys was enough to put me off.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't vibe with it.
Yeah.
Well, a Western Australian premier is called Mark McGowan. What do we think?
He's a pop for me. I like that he wears suits that don't fit and then he makes big rules.
It's a flop for me because I know that Perth made fun of us when Dan Andrews was putting us into our first big lockdown.
It's also a flop for me because his name is Mark McGowan, so it's like MM. I don't like it.
Yeah. We don't stand alliteration. No. Yeah.
And it's been said, but rather be in lockdown Melbourne than open Perth.
Yeah. Well, same thing.
Yeah. Let's talk about another state we love to hate, South Australia. The guy in charge there is called Stephen Marshall.
Stephen Marshall?
He looks like a friendly real estate agent, so I'm going to say pop.
Well, based on that, I'm going to say flop because I don't trust real estate agents.
Yes, I was going to say all landlords. Bastards,
absolutely.
True.
Yeah. True. Okay, maybe.
Flop for me.
Oh, no, I'm still going to say he pops.
A recommendation for fellow co-hosts and for listeners, there's a great Instagram page called Lords of Property that just reposts really wanky real estate agent Instagrams.
Ooh,
and it's really good.
I'm going to look that up. Well, who knew Tasmania had a government? Yes. It turns out to have a state premier as well, and his name is Peter Gutwine.
That's a name. Mm. You know what? I'm going to pop for that name.
Yeah, he's kind of new. He's apparently just been there for a year.
What's his party? Is he liberal?
Yeah, he's a liberal. Okay.
He's a flop.
No. Okay.
I just feel like he would probably be old enough to have been conservative at the time when homosexuality was illegal in Tasmania. So yeah. As a rule.
Fucking 1992 or something.
Yeah. And all right. Not interested.
A flop.
Yeah. Don't want to talk to him.
Well, it turns out we have one other place left, which is a territory, not a state. Fucking Australia on a technicality.
Yeah.
Northern Territory has a person in charge called Michael Patrick Francis Gunner, born 6th of January 1976.
Oh, wow. Liberal.
Look, I can't see, because this is not in that same Wikipedia page, but this is what he looks like, so I'm going to say he's a liberal.
Yes. He's like furrowed brow, tells
he
me.
He said some like, well, he's locked his borders pretty hard, but to be fair, he said that the best hospitals in Darwin would be overrun, their ICU department, like very quickly, because they only have X amount of beds because most people get flown to other states or other cities, blah, blah, blah. And he's actually said some like funny things in press. Just be like, don't fucking do that. I don't know why people are... going out. And also, sorry, circling back to Mark McGowan, who somebody checked in, said they were going for a run and also checked in at a kebab shop. and he's pissing himself laughing, being like, you know, sometimes you go for a run, you just feel like a kebab.
I'm going to change mine to a pop for Mark
McGowan. Yeah, I actually think he's with Labour, so I'm going to change that too.
But I don't know much about NT. I'm going to go a pop just because the Northern Territory is a beautiful place.
Yeah, but I'd like to go.
Man? I'd like to go
to Northern Territory, so I'm going to give it a pop.
And maybe if he's listening to this, he will be. He'll give us an exemption.
Yeah.
And we can go there.
We can do Darwin Fringe popping off at Darwin Fringe. Love it.
He's called the Chief Minister of the Northern Territory.
Wow.
Like it's a whole different name.
Yep.
So this has been our political segment.
And boy, was it good.
Yeah. For legal purposes, please don't follow any of this advice.
But also, what are you going to do? Sue us? We don't have any money. You're welcome.
We're poor and gay.
Deal with it. We've made some mistakes and we will continue to make more. Cancel me. I dare you.
Also, support Jordan in the upcoming local election.
Yeah, I love it. I'm really good at getting my points across.
Bye, my friends.
Love you, miss you.
Bye, my little friends.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at PopGaysPod.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.